With a roar, the freebooter captain charged. Kerda swung her sabre, but the freebooter's huge battle-axe head struck it, turning the blade and sending the sword spinning from her grasp into the bushes. Carried on by his own momentum, Plug rushed as she dodged aside. His battle-axe head thudded deep into a sycamore trunk. Kerda ran into the bushes after her sabre as Plug gave the axe a tug, but it was buried too deep, caught fast in the sappy wood. Growling with rage, the silver fox left it there and sped after Kerda with teeth and claws bared. Before the princess could retrieve her blade, the freebooter was on her. Saplings swayed, leaves and grass flew in the air as they battled tooth and claw. Every beast watched in fascination as shrieks, roars and growls rent the air. Plug came stumbling backward out of the undergrowth, blood pouring from his wounds. He gave a mad laugh and charged back in, throwing himself at Kerda, who was lying flat on her back, recovering from the freebooter's first sally. As the silver fox descended on her, she threw up all four paws rigidly. They struck Plug, knocking the breath from him in a loud whoosh, and he went sailing over her, deep into the bushes. Scrabbling wildly, Kerda found her sabre. She wielded it and turned to face her adversary. The freebooter jumped upright, ignoring his injuries. Every beast present was witness to what happened next. There was a loud hissing and the bushes parted. Plug half turned to see what was behind him. The three snakes hit him with terrifying force, sinking their fangs deep. The silver fox was wrenched, screeching into the air, vanishing backward into the woodland thickets with eye-blurring speed.
Mates! Help me!
His piteous last cries hung on the still air. Then there was total silence. Plug Firetail, famous freebooter captain of the sea scab, was gone forever. The sabre dropped from Kerda's nerveless grasp. All around her, rat guards and vermin crew stood or lay open-mouthed in shock. Grubbage's small whimper broke the stillness.
It took our captain.
A concerted wail arose from the sea scab's crew. Riggan picked up the fallen sabre and placed it back in Kerda's paw.
Blood, fur and ill gates! Did you see that thing, Mom?
Still staring into the woodlands, Kerda replied.
You can track it, Riggan.
The slave catcher gulped.
A blind beast with only a nose could trail that smell, but who'd want to track that thing?
The sabre point was suddenly forcing Riggan's chin up.
Unless you want to die here, you will track it. That is my command. That thing was wearing the crown of Sarengo. That crown is mine by right.
Morning arrived with pale skies and a light drizzle. The abbot and Malbon followed the breakfast servers around the wall tops, issuing blankets to the defenders. Scarum accepted his blankets and saluted.
Drizzle shouldn't last long, sir. It'll break before noon.
Scanning the sky, the abbot nodded.
You could be right there.